Absolutely. I mean, can you believe it? 2 weeks from now, we're talking about Thanksgiving. You ready? You ready?
Yeah, I can't believe
See, I think we're going to start early this weekend, by the way.
it.
I felt like, okay, we got Auburn and Georgia on. I told the wife, I said, we got Auburn and Georgia on. This would be a perfect weekend to be bringing the Christmas stuff up and getting a head start. Because I'm the one that if you're going to invest that much of time in the labor of putting everything up, then might as well enjoy it for a little bit longer.
Well, I agree. Yeah, it's gotten to the point now where I've got friends who start after Halloween and they start decorating. And maybe 20 years ago I would have been a curmudgeon about that, but hey, I'm all for it. It's a great time of the year, just the whole season.
And in honor of Garth Brooks winning the Entertainer of the Year award last night, I got friends in low places too.
Yes, you do. And I'm one of them. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. All right, let's start first of all with the Auburn Georgia matchup. I said it in July. I am saying it this week. I'm just feel so confident, just like I felt like Auburn would give LSU a good game. I feel like, forget about a good game. I feel like Auburn wins this game coming up on Saturday afternoon.
I like the chances. Georgia's struggling offensively. Obviously, Auburn's struggling offensively. But you saw a Georgia team that got beat up pretty bad last week physically, even though they kind of seemed to turn a corner. When you lose two centers in a game, and I know they're healthy now, but I just don't think they're going to be 100% going up against this front seven. They're the real deal. We saw that against LSU. They're the only team that really slowed LSU down from a gallop. Their problems are on offense, but yet they were within striking distance of LSU the whole game. So I think it's just going to be old-fashioned football. Field position, turnovers, obviously. But Gus Malzahn, while he has not found a bread and butter this year, he has 2 to 3 drives every game, regardless of who they're playing, where they just put magic together and they get it going. And if they're successful, if they convert in the red zone, that may be enough.
Let's talk about the college football playoff because this game, Auburn versus Georgia, it's huge for Georgia, obviously, but it's also huge. The Pac-12 will have their eye focusing on that game as well, knowing what Auburn did to Oregon back in week one. I don't know about you, and I pay attention to these things. And, historically, I know how wins over teams when they play them matter. If, I'm looking at LSU, a win over Texas when they were ranked in the top 10. Guess what that means? That means you got a victory over a top 10 team. For whatever reason, I don't know if it's because we've got 11 teams realistically still have opportunities to be one of the four playoff teams this year. I go back to 2 years ago, we had seven, and that played itself out because we had kind of like a quarterfinals of the playoff anyway, with the way it played out. But it just seems like they're. Especially with regards to the SEC, there seems like, and I'm not being sensitive here, I'm looking at the wording and I've actually communicated privately with a couple of schools about this, but they're kind of like being a little biased towards, an LSU and even an Alabama, trying to pretend Alabama doesn't have anything on their resume, not counting the win over Texas A&M as a win over a ranked opponent because they were at the time. And just like they're discounting LSU, not one, not two, not three, but four wins over top 10 teams, you don't get penalized for knocking a team out of the top 10 or out of the top 25. I don't understand where some of this national media and what they're doing this year, because I don't recall them doing it over in 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18.
Well, I think right now the rankings are for entertainment purposes only because they don't hold from week to week. And I think they're trying to come up with reasons to do what they do. But let's be honest, there's Alabama fatigue, there's SEC fatigue, it's nationwide. That said, I think there are two programs rooting for Auburn this week. One is Alabama because they need a 9-2 Auburn team in the Iron Bowl, and they need to beat them decisively to really, that's their last data point that they can accumulate at this point. Barring just an LSU collapse, which isn't going to happen. Oregon needs it because Oregon can go back and say, well, they went across the country, first game, neutral site, outplayed Auburn, and somehow lost at the end in a game that they felt they should have won. And that's going to be, regardless of what happens, that's going to be their best criteria. Now, that said, Oregon, because the Pac-12 is fairly balanced and there aren't any great teams, they're going to have a better strength of schedule. And that may be enough to push them over. It may not. You know, I think we keep saying eye test in these parts. But, I think if you're looking at it objectively, you've got to have some numbers to back it up. And right now, Alabama doesn't have the numbers, and Oregon may.
Having a chance once again to talk a little college football with our good buddy Doug Segrist down in Birmingham. Are you a fan of just the four, or do you want this expanded to eight as far as a college football playoff?
I want eight, and I say that for this reason, because right now the college football playoff, as good as it is, and it's certainly better than what we had before, but it's a regional event because it's basically going to be decided in the South,
All right, in the deep South. All right, you say that, but I'm going to give you examples on why it's not a good idea. I mean, do you really want a two-loss team, not just one, but a couple each and every year with a chance to win the national title? Because
if you're going to make the criteria, one of your criteria, conference championships, and then hold out conference champions, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Either conference championship matters or it doesn't.
It matters.
And with eight teams, you've got the five Power Five champs, you've got one group of five, and then you've got two at large, whether it's Notre Dame, whether it's the SEC, Big Ten runner-up, et cetera. And I just think that's more representative. It's more of a national flavor. And I think they're going to worry about this. I think it's going to come because TV ratings at some point. Because I think we saw it last year when the game was played out on the West Coast that nobody there really cared. Didn't even know what was going on. You know, I think that's a problem going forward. And if you're investing all this money, you need to have the entire country engaged. It needs to be a national event and not a regional event.
Yeah, but I go back to the fact that, you know, 2014, you would have had a Mississippi State team 10-2 and a Michigan State team 10-2. They would have been playing your two of your eight teams in it. In 2015, you would have had 11-2 Stanford squad and a 10-2 Notre Dame team. Great if you're pulling for the Fighting Irish. Not so much if we know how much they lay eggs when with regards to these kind of big games. 2016. You would have had, you would have had a three-loss team in 2016. You would have had a 11-2 Penn State, a 10-2 Michigan, a 10-2 Oklahoma, and a 10-3 Wisconsin team. Those would have been in your playoffs if for the next group of four if you're having eight. Do you really want that? Because that's how that would have played out in 2016.
I want that. I want that because right now nobody plays a schedule that's similar. You know, again, I go back to Alabama. Normally, I'm arguing in Alabama's favor that they've played the schedule, they've earned it. This year they haven't earned it. I think they're one of the four best teams in the country. They passed my eye test with the exception of the end of the first half against LSU, but they don't have the numbers on their side. You look at Auburn 2 years ago. If they beat Georgia, they go to the playoff with two losses. If they win out and beat Georgia and Alabama, there is a chance they get in the back door with two losses this year. And by playing the number one schedule in the country, much better schedule than just about anybody outside of LSU has played. And so I don't have a problem with the number of losses if somebody has earned that right. And you earn that right by winning your conference title or by playing just an incredible schedule.
And by the way, 2017, you would have had three teams with two or more losses. You would have had a 10-3 Auburn team, 11-2 USC team, and a 11-2 Ohio State team. And the same thing applies to last year as well. Once again, you would have had a 10-2 Michigan team, an 11-2 Georgia team, part of your 8-team playoff.
And the other argument against it is that it makes your season less meaningful, but I contend it's like the baseball wild card playoff. You've got more meaningful games down the stretch because more people are in play.
You say that.
And you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you say that, but right now going into this week, here we are, mid-November, there's 11 teams right now with realistic shots of being one of the four playoff teams. 11 teams. You got three from the SEC, three from the Big Ten, two from the Pac-12, two from the Big 12, and then one from the ACC being Clemson. 11 teams going into this weekend. And that's what you want with regards to the college football landscape. You want double-digit teams with chances to be one of those four playoff teams this late in the season.
Well, and listen, I also say this a little selfishly. I think no league benefits more by an expansion in the SEC. I think you'll see three SEC teams on a regular basis.
I just don't want to see it watered down. That's my point. I don't want to see it watered down.
Well, now there are a lot of problems with it. It's more than just – I don't think it would be watered down. I think it would add an element to it. But when you start, you would basically have to start early December, and that's going to be a problem. You would have to do something with the conference championship games. The SEC is the only one that would really want to hold on to it. I think you'd go more to – a representative schedule during the regular season. I think you would see more, like we see in basketball, SEC Big 12 Challenge. I think you'd see that on a regular basis. I think the scheduling would improve because all of a sudden now, you know, being conference champion isn't enough. You've got to have those data points for seeding. You've got to have that for at large. I think the scheduling, the non-conference schedules would go up immensely.